But I'm joined by Maxine DL, and whose features and news reports regularly appear in the Brentwood Gazette, along with numerous other newspapers in the South. So a very good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Great to talk to you. You're a local. You are from Essex.
I am, yes. I live in Hutton. I've lived in Brentwood pretty much all my life. I was, apart from Ongar, I was born in Ongar. But yeah, I'm a Brentwood local. Love it here.
When did you discover the writing bug?
Oh, I suppose at school, really. I really loved English. I had a fabulous English teacher at the Ursuline. I went to the Ursuline. I remember starting to write, you know, when I was about 14 for my GCSEs. And I remember writing one piece in particular that gave me such a buzz, and I thought I really enjoyed this. And you know, I did my English A level as well, and really loved that. And then went on to university. My first published piece was I wrote a weekly column for the Brentwood Recorder called Young Brentwood when I was about 18 or 19, and it was just kind of news and views, things that affected young people. It was just a you know, I did it for free. It was just really good fun.
What was that like, that very first piece? How did it feel for you seeing your name in print?
Oh, it's a fabulous feeling. It really is. I was so proud, really, really proud, and, you know, showing people. And it was lovely to have people, because obviously I lived in Brentwood, so people that I cared about were reading it. And I was getting, you know, I had a couple of letters from people who'd read it and liked it, and it just made me feel really proud, and it really, I got the bug.
You've written for obviously lots of different publications. What sort of publications have you written for?
Oh, so many over the years. I edited magazines in Brentwood, in a Brentwood publishing house, and wrote feature pieces for that. So all different things. You know, I think I've written about football and TV and holidays. I used to love writing holiday pieces. I did travel pieces. I did one piece where I'd had to go to Egypt, and I'd written up a holiday travel piece after that. And that was really interesting because Egypt was at that time suffering really badly from, you know, loss of tourists because they'd had the attack at Luxor. Yeah. So that was really interesting. And then I've written sort of first person pieces. I did some homes writing for quite a while. I did like kind of freelance pieces for BBC Good Homes. I worked on fashion pieces for Family Circle magazines. And then once I had my children, I decided that I didn't want to be in London anymore. Yeah. So I wanted to get a job locally. And I'd always really loved the idea of being in news, but had never trained. So I got a job as an editorial assistant at the Brentwood Gazette when it was down St Thomas's Road. And started sort of working on the community news pages there. And I wrote the odd sort of review piece, but didn't write a huge amount, and then became a sub-editor.
Yep.
So that was kind of, that's really good training for writing, actually, because when you're kind of correcting other people's work and restructuring it, you really sort of get a feel for how to write and how to structure things. So that was really good for me. I started running the community section for the Brentwood Gazette and other regional titles.
Yeah.
And then moved on to In Your Area. And while I was at the Brentwood Gazette, I mean, obviously working for Reach, it's a really big company.
Yeah.
And they really invest in their people. And I'd never formally trained. And it was always a box that I wanted to tick. I'd felt like a bit of a charlatan calling myself a journalist, quite frankly, because I'd never been qualified. I'd never got an NCTJ qualification.
Yeah.
So they were really kind and they put me on that. So, and that was when I really, really started properly writing. You know, I did a few sort of news pieces and feature pieces. I've written about my dog for, we've got like a niche site called Team Dogs, which is brilliant. If you're a dog walker or a dog lover, I've written about, you know, I wrote about life in lockdown with my teenagers. And I've written lots of lovely little community stories about Brentwood, about, you know, Bonnie's Cafe in Hutton and all the fabulous work they were doing over lockdown, feeding children, you know, the, with the whole Marcus Rashford thing. So I've really loved writing kind of those little community stories as well. They're just, they're lovely to write and you get a good feeling from them.
And how has technology changed what you do now?
Oh, immensely. I mean, things have, when I first started, I mean, the first thing I ever did was put together a newsletter when I was working at Haven Career Service, just across the university, and that was cutting and pasting. You cut things out, stuck them on a board and sent it off to the printers, which is obviously a far cry from now. And then obviously we've moved to desktop publishing. You know, I was working on Quark Express. Now I work on content watching in design. Everything's done digitally. I was in print. Now I'm digital first, which is hugely different.
Yeah.
I've been used to drawing pages, dubbing pages, laying out pages, working to those sorts of deadlines. And now in digital, it's a whole different skill set. And you've got to be, you know, social media savvy, posting things, you know, just learning about analytics. You know, how, you know, when's the best time to post something, you know, all of those sorts of things. It's immeasurably different to when I started.
So in your area, .co.uk, you got involved with that in the start of the pandemic, you said, at about March last year.
Absolutely. So that was an absolute baptism of fire because I started a new job at the beginning of the pandemic from my kitchen, as we all have experience of doing. I'm actually really passionate about inyourarea.co.uk. It's a fantastic new news app. It's like a local newspaper online. And very quickly, we've been very successful very quickly. We're now the third most downloaded news app in the UK from last year after the BBC and Sky News, ahead of The Guardian, so which has been brilliant. The inyourarea.co.uk has got, it's basically a community news and news site, but it's got so much to it. It's like a local newspaper, a digital local newspaper. It's free. You put your postcode in and it brings all local news and information straight to your device in a one-stop shop. So you've got news stories, you've got traffic, you've got, you can sell things, it's a social forum, you can connect with your neighbours, coronavirus stats, property news, just restaurant hygiene news, it's just got everything there. It's so brilliant, it has so much potential to do more.
It's been fabulous to talk to you. If people want to find out more about you, have you got your own blog posts or page?
I don't have my own blog post or page, but if you want to download the app for inyourarea.co.uk, it's free. It's just on the App Store. And then everything I do is on there.
Lovely. So that's inyourarea.co.uk and you can find all the details in the App Store. It's lovely to talk to you, Maxine. Best of luck and hopefully I might see you at the festival.
Hope so. Fingers crossed.
Lovely. All right. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.